Next call we're going to take is from Atlanta. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question is this. My wife and I have been inquirers into the faith for about a year. We've not been received into the church. But recently I was at a job interview to teach middle school Bible at a large Christian school that's mostly Protestant. And one of the teachers asked me, what is the Orthodox Church's position on salvation and works? And I tried to explain best what I thought, but I'm just wondering how would you answer that question? What does the Orthodox Church teach about salvation and the relationship of works and faith?
JR, it's a wonderful question, and to be honest with you, we could probably take this question and spend the next several programs just discussing it, don't you think?
Sure.
So, you know, I'll do my best here to sort of encapsulate some of the main or salient points. You know, the first thing I'm going to do is ask you to think for a moment about the Lord's transfiguration. And the Lord goes up onto the mountain. He takes along with him Peter, James, and John. And who appears on the mountain with him?
I believe Moses and Elijah.
Right. Now, who's Moses? Well, we know from the Old Testament that Moses is the lawgiver. He delivered the commandments of God. And as we look in the first few books of the Bible, he also delivered to the Israelites quite a few ordinances and regulations, quite a bit of law. And the Lord gets into a conversation with Moses. We know from Luke's gospel and his account of that time on the mountain that the Lord was discussing with Moses his upcoming exodus from the world. Now, the reason I bring this up is we see the Lord on Mount Tabor speaking with Moses, and beside Moses is Elijah representing the prophets. And so we know that there is no division between what the Lord delivered on earth and the law. We often like to set sort of a dividing line between the law and the Lord, but rather we can see that the two are in sync with one another. Okay? Now, as we move out and we say now salvation, because you brought up this idea of salvation and how do we view it in terms of work-based and whatnot. One of the things that I often encounter is the reality that salvation is flattened as a concept. So in your life growing up as a Christian, a Protestant Christian, how did you, in a very succinct way, understand salvation?
I think generally it was condensed to an experience of conversion, a moment of placing your trust in Christ, typically.
Right. Is that a mental act or work?
I would say that it is definitely a mental thing. Yeah.
Right. Right. So in some ways, you know, you're kind of stuck there because if you say, you know, we don't believe in works-based salvation, to a degree, you made a decision, you know, a work of your own, that you believed in Jesus Christ. So it's
right.
Kind of a funny place, you know, when we flatten salvation to just this mental assent to an idea and an acceptance. Now, scripturally, we don't find salvation classified in such a simplistic way. What are some of the things that we find out about salvation within the scriptures? Can faith save?
Faith without works is dead. It comes to my mind.
Right. But can faith save? Go in peace. Your faith has made you well.
Sure.
Can baptism save?
Repent and be baptized.
And
I believe Peter
right. Can the Eucharist save?
Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you.
Right. So what the church says about salvation is that salvation is a much more dynamic and multifaceted reality. And so we're not willing to flatten salvation to just one thing. So rather than calling it an either or works versus faith, or, you know, the church isn't willing to do that. We're not willing to get cornered about the idea of salvation, but rather we're willing to open it up. Now, can confession save?
Sure.
Sure. We have the thief on the right. And what does he do? He confesses that he's on the cross justly for all that he's done, and simply asks the Lord to remember him. So we know that there's so many ways in which the church views salvation. It's a much richer thing than a simple agreement to belief in Jesus Christ, although it can be that as well.
Sure.
Is this helping?
So what distinction would you make? I believe it's Ephesians, where Paul says, you know, the verse that's very popular, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, not by works, lest any one should boast. So is that a different type? Is he speaking about a specific type of works there?
Well, I think we can, in a very simplistic way, talk about works-based salvation, and we can agree that any one of us who is to simply look at salvation as transactional or mechanical, right? So an empty work, does that save?
No.
No. But rather, works that are filled with faith. Now, of course, again, there isn't a juxtaposition. There's not a war between faith and works. They work together, just as you pointed out in that quote from Ephesians, right?
Right.
They work together. But salvation itself, the church also calls a mystery. We say the mystery of salvation. It goes beyond any one particular thing, or it can be just one particular thing, but it is caught up in that reality of a relationship with Jesus Christ, which is certainly more dynamic than any one thing.
Right. Okay.
It's a good question. I'm sure we'll get more like it. I appreciate your call,
right,
JR.
Thank you.
You're welcome.